Good afternoon, Jessie.
So, Ruth, why do you think that it's specifically so hard for people from ethnic minorities to discuss and talk about mental health?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of stigma around mental health and mental health issues and struggles within different cultural communities. And a lot of that is because mental health is not easily discussed, and people don't feel open to talk about their struggles or difficulties that they may be having. And a lot of that is because people feel they might bring shame on their family, or there might be a loss of reputation. They might feel that there's some repercussions if they do disclose that they have struggles with their mental health. They maybe feel that they're going to be excluded from the community. They may fear they have a fear of being labelled as crazy. And there are a lot of negative perceptions of people with mental health disorders in different communities. So it is very hard for people to talk openly and discuss when they're struggling with their mental health.
Absolutely. And do you find that this sort of differs from people from a non-ethnic minority background?
Yeah, I think there are various difficult differences between different cultural communities. And in the mainstream or kind of Western model of looking at mental health, often mental health disorders is seen in a very biomedical model where mental health problems are seen as a disease that are caused maybe by genetics or maybe neurological or different imbalances in brain chemistry. But in some different cultures, the origins of mental health disorders might be seen as being caused by evil spirits or maybe an evil eye or maybe wronging your ancestors. And so that's a really different kind of way of looking at mental health and what causes mental health. And that creates a different understanding of what causes mental health and how you can get treatment for mental health, and maybe not knowing where to go to get help in Australia, and not knowing that these problems can be addressed and worked through, and that you can find help and solutions when you're struggling. So I think that really impacts on people's understanding of mental health, but also understanding that it's okay to talk about it and it's okay to seek help when you are struggling with mental health problems.
Oh, couldn't agree more. And I suppose, we've just sort of emerged out of a huge lockdown here in Australia, and we've really dealt with a massive sort of curveball these past 2 years dealing with COVID-19. Do you sort of see that these mental health problems for people from an ethnic minority background have sort of been exacerbated due to the current climate?
Absolutely, and I think it's really impacted on people from different communities in different ways. Obviously, the lockdown and being socially isolated and being separated from family and friends, also being worried about people at home in your home country of origin, what's happening to them, and also getting information in the right language and the right cultural understandings of how to access vaccinations, what restrictions are affecting your particular community, what the lockdown restrictions mean, all added additional stress on particular communities. And it's made it a lot harder for people to deal with their mental health in a way that's healthy, and to deal with all that stress that's additional placed on really vulnerable communities that might also already be experiencing the impact of trauma from leaving their homeland, or the impact of trauma from trying to find a new life, find employment, resettle in a new country. All of this, the impacts of COVID have really placed additional burdens on vulnerable communities such as migrant and refugee communities in Australia.
Absolutely. And just lastly, Ruth, as we are back out inside the community again and back in workplaces, what do you think are some of the most effective ways and practical ways that we can really show support to our friends in the community and also in the workplace?
Yeah, I think we're getting better at discussing mental health in Australia and talking more openly about times when we are struggling and we're finding it hard, and reaching out to each other. And I think just asking the question, how are you going? How are you finding things? Is it, just reaching out to each other and offering support, but also making it okay to talk about the struggles that we've all been having and how difficult it's been, and normalizing that conversation. We've all struggled in different ways. And I think just reaching out to each other and saying that it's okay to admit that when you're struggling and that there is help out there. You can talk to your general practitioner. You can ring a number of the helplines that are out there. They are available interpreters as well if English isn't people's first language. But also we need to reassure people that services are willing and able to take their cultural beliefs and cultural needs into context when they're asking for help. And we at the Embrace Project are working very closely with mental health service providers to make sure that they do recognise the impact of culture on mental health and do respond appropriately in a way that incorporates someone's culture, their religious beliefs and their family, and make sure that all of those things are incorporated into their mental health support needs. Because it is very important to recognise that someone does bring with them in their mental health struggles, their cultural beliefs, their language beliefs, their religious beliefs, all of those things go into making up how you're managing and how you're going and how you're going to work through these struggles and find support. So I think it's really important to talk openly to people in our communities and reassure them that it's okay to talk about mental health struggles, but also suggest to people that there is support available and it's okay to reach out and ask for help.